because he would always drop his pencil and get down and look up her skirt.
If you're a teacher, I mean, some would say that if you are a teacher, it was deliberately provocative to even wear a suspender belt. I mean, what kind of teacher wears a suspender belt?
It was the 60s. You know, everyone wore... They didn't have tights in those days, did they?
Did they?
I thought tights were invented way after that.
We used to have a French teacher called Miss Elman.
Like, I know.
Who was very hot. And
yeah, you see.
And it was, I think that's why I never learned French, to be honest.
Because you're too busy just golfing.
I was just sitting there with a great big stiffy all the time.
Oh, I would hate to think of that happening.
Looking at Miss Elman. But luckily, there was also another French teacher called Mr. Lemon.
Mr. Lemon?
Yeah, and he
was never called Mr. Lemon.
He wasn't sexy in any way. So I think
even his name's not sexy.
That's how I find the...
Yeah, if he was called Mr. Banana, I could go for that one.
At least I learnt a few verbs through him. So what's the next one on your list, Georgina? M-N.
N. N. Oh, well done, after. You know the alphabet.
So what does N stand for, Georgina? N, Salbian Love's A to Z of Sex.
It's naughty.
Naughty.
Naughty but nice, a bit like me.
How would you define naughty?
Me.
What's the difference between being filthy dirty and just being a little bit
plain naughty? Because naughty is sexier than dirty.
Yeah, would you describe
naughty
yourself
is
as
kind
naughty,
of a, yes, absolutely.
I think you are quite naughty.
I am quite naughty.
You're quite flirty.
Yes.
What age did you start being quote naughty, Georgina?
I think when I was about 5 or 6, I actually got told off in infant school for pinning a boy into a corner of the playground with my arms and forcing him to kiss me, otherwise I wouldn't let him go. That's a God-honest truth story.
And how old were you?
About 5.
That's sexual harassment.
I know.
Even for a 5-year-old.
I actually got
that
to... I had to go and see the headmistress who said it wasn't nice to pin boys in a corner until they kissed you. My parents just thought it was funny. I don't think. Do you know what? I'm not even sure if that little boy ever got over it.
What are the naughtiest clothes then for you?
Oh, for me, the naughtiest clothes is a woman fully dressed, because then you just have to imagine it.
Yes, but she's got to be dressed in something, Georgina. You can't just say fully dressed. I mean, what counts for you as
I tell you what I like.
Well, tell me about men first. What are naughty clothes for a man?
Naughty clothes for a man is something that shows his backside off to his full potential.
Lederhosen?
You see, that might do it.
So if I was dressed in...
I wouldn't say no to lederhosen.
Leather. And little leather shorts.
Yes, and if you went...
And
started slapping your arse and your thighs.
And socks and boots.
You see, the dance with the two men in lederhosen, they smack each other's bums, don't they? And all the old jolly jeeps of the lederhosen.
So the biggest turn-on in terms of naughty clothes, then, would be men in lederhosen.
No. Women? You put that into my mind. I think women... It
nurses'
would work.
Uniforms?
No
and
uniforms.
Waitresses?
I don't want a
waitresses
uniform.
Waitresses are quite naughty, aren't they?
I think just a really nice silky nightie.
And of course, what we haven't discussed yet in Salbian Love Sex Guide is the fuck me pump.
The FMP.
The FMP.
Which
well,
I do
Well, we touched
like.
On it when we were talking about nurses.
Yes, we did.
But
fuck me pumps.
I think the naughtiest thing possible is the pointy shoes. Very high pointy shoes.
Up your arse.
Yes, now you've got this fetish, haven't you, about... Georgina has for a long time had this fetish about wearing pointy heels with very, very long heels and sticking that heel up my arse.
I just want to cause pain.
And there's no way I'm ever going to let
no,
you do that, Georgina.
No, I know.
There's no way you're
I don't
ever
do it with you.
Stick
I do it
heel.
With the others.
Oh, you do it with the others?
Yeah.
Do you?
I have my men for all varieties of sex that I need. You for comfort sex, as in hugs and cuddles and
I don't want to be
hello.
I don't want to be
then
the
I have my man for
the
person who takes it up the arse. Then I have my man who just keeps going, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to, which is always good. The biggest turn on ever is to be told you can't.
So have you ever stuck your
no,
heel up a guy's arse?
No.
In other words, no man is going to allow you to do that to him. It's not just me.
I'm sure if I looked that up on the internet, I'm sure I could find a photograph of a man with a stiletto sticking out of his arse.
Okay, so we finally got there. Georgina's real definition of naughty is to stick the heel of her shoe up a man's arse. Okay, after N comes O.
O.
So what does O stand for?
It stands for oral.
Oral?
Oral.
Okay.
Not oral as in you can hear it, that would be A.
That would be AU, wouldn't it? Oral.
Oral as in, you know, the number 69, which I've never actually... Have you ever tried 69?
Yes. When I was a little
It doesn't
bit,
work, does
when
it?
When I was a bit slimmer.
When you could actually fit.
Yes. To 69, you have to be the right shape. I think.
Unless you're with a very bendy woman.
Well, oral. I mean, we've already touched on this subject in Salbian Love Sex Guide, and that is that you can never eat enough pussy. So we've been brought back to that, really, now, haven't we?
That's our catchphrase at the moment. It's what we say to each other all the time. You can never eat enough pussy.
Do you have a better orgasm from oral than you do from penetrative sex, Georgina?
Yes.
Because this is supposed to be confessional.
You're joking, aren't you? Yeah. I don't go out and talk to people like this all the time.
So you have a better cum. And do you think men are generally good at oral, or do you think that there needs to be a lot more education?
Yeah, if I said generally, that would be a generalisation, because men tend to either know about it or not know about it.
So what's the most common mistake that men make when they're going down on you there?
Not to lift the hood back.
Pulling back the hood.
It's
like having one of those cars with a soft top, isn't it? It's cabriolet. What we should call it is cabriolet sex. In that it doesn't work unless you take down the hood.
Yeah.
And that's a general mistake, you would say?
I would say definitely. And also not actually following through when at the moment of complete pleasure.
Mm.
Sometimes a man gets it wrong and mistimes it and stops. And that is the worst thing you can do.
So this is an exclusive
Georgina. It's knowing when to keep going when you've hit that peak.
So it's a two-point plan, basically.
It's a two-point plan.
So point one.
Move the hood.
Make sure you remove the hood.
And then if she's holding your head firmly in position, that's not a good time to stop.
You tend to crush my head, Georgina.
I know.
You tend to squeeze your legs together.
You're so mean to me.
And completely crush my head.
You are so mean to me.
And whereas
God forbid that any of my family will ever listen to this show.
I don't yelp with pain when you do it.
No.
I have to say, sometimes it can be a little bit trying, you know, to have your head crushed by thighs. I think that's quite strong thigh muscles as well.
So I apologise for that.
I mean, we've talked about your two-point plan. My two-point plan for a man would be to be very patient. Because,
you know,
it's a dark and lonely job down there. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. So that's point one.
At the coalface.
Yes, at the coalface, is be very patient. And two, try and avoid having your head crushed during the final moments of denouement.
Thing is, you don't know what you're doing at that point, so if I crush, I apologise.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Are we going any further with the
letter? We've got one more letter.
One more letter.
One more letter for this programme, which is P.
P stands for?
P.
Oh, pee.
Pee.
Oh, peeing.
Pee.
As in peeing.
Golden showers.
Golden showers.
Golden showers.
Again, we touched on that momentarily in one of the other programmes,
but it wasn't actually my letter P at the time, was it?
No.
I mean, pee is pee.
Yes.
Because we were talking about the whole rubber, what you put on the bed.
Yes.
But that was for anal rather than peeing.
I mean, I've seen some really spectacular pieces of video on the internet, I have to say, of women that can... that can literally sort of spray like a fountain upwards. If men are into that, then there are women that can specialise in turning it into show business.
I'm sure,
it's like
a
Busby Barclay routine.
Wherever there's a need, there's someone to fulfil it.
I once saw a piece of video that was like a Busby Barclay film, which I think three girls all laying on their back, all spraying pee up into the air.
That's
like
funny.
A fountain.
That's good.
It was like Versailles.
You see, that would make me laugh.
It was like the golden showers... Versailles. And have you ever tried to do that? Have you ever tried to shoot it at length?
No, I've never actually peed with anyone else. But I do, every now and again, like to put my foot either side of the bath and just pee into it.
What, just for fun?
Just for fun, yeah. Just because I can.
I wonder what that sound was coming from the bathroom.
If ever the door's shut and all you can hear is a kind of quite a hollow sound, that's me peeing into the bath.
And of course, there's this whole thing about that women want to pee standing up, isn't
it? Yes, it's really good.
Someone said, when we were on one of the Big Squeeze programmes, someone actually sent us, was it a photograph or a link at least to a website that was a small device that women could use to pee standing up?
That's in the American army.
So that a woman can use a male toilet.
Yeah, it's like a little funnel that they can put and actually just pee standing up.
Developed by the Americans
for the army.
For the military.
Yeah, so the women aren't held up by having to get the trousers down and squat and all the rest of it.
Yes. I think it's a great idea. It's difficult to imagine how it would work.
Can regular people buy them? I don't know if it's just army equipment.
I don't know. I think if I was in a club and I went for a pee and suddenly looked to my left and there was a woman standing there
doing the same thing,
peeing, I think that would be quite freaky. Because, of course, I'd assume immediately that she had a penis, which would be quite alarming.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you don't like to look, do you?
Well, you wouldn't. You don't look at other men, do you?
I think we should try and get one of those.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called.
No, I don't.
But American... We'll look it up on the internet.
Yeah, American Army women standing peeing. I think that's a great idea.
You see, when the Americans invest millions in taking tens of thousands of troops to Iraq, or should we say Iraq, then that's, a lot of the money is going into developing that kind of equipment, which is always nice to know.
And on that note...
OK, that was the...